Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So tomorrow at Marlins Park, the top male and top female finishers in this qualifier will qualify for a seat at Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest on Coney Island. July 4th, like I said, it's on ESPN, and the reigning champions are Joey Chestnut in the male division and Mickey Sudo in the female division. And George Shea is the commissioner of Major League Eating. I believe are you the founder as well, George?
Yes, I mean it's a very august title, and I sometimes go by chairman.
Chairman as well. That's impressive for whatever you do, right? If you're the chairman of anything.
Yes, well, you know, and unless it's your block association, which is not quite as powerful, but we are an international organization, as you know, but this is the big one. This is we're starting on the road to Coney Island, big event at Marlins Park, and I'm very excited because this means spring is here. You guys are in, you know, paradise, but I've been in, you know, just a horrible, gray, cold winter. So we're just turning the corner now, and summer's on the way.
Are you going to be in town tomorrow night, or someone else hosts the festivities?
It will be hosted by the great Sam Barclay, who's actually a Miami resident, so it makes it very easy.
Okay, and so the qualifier tomorrow. And again, Badlands Booker, like everyone that's on the stage at the 4th of July one on ESPN has qualified somewhere, right?
Yeah. In fact, what happens is they end up traveling all around the nation because they don't always win. And what they try to do is, you know, game it out like, you know, Badlands is going to say to himself, where do I go that I win? I don't have to go to four events. But what happens is they end up traveling all around on the circuit, getting that seat on the fourth. Pablo Martinez, a very, very good eater. Badlands, of course, one of the greatest eaters of all time, a veteran, 20 years. By the way, Badlands, and I'm sure you guys have spent a lot of time on this YouTube channel, Badlands has Badlands Chugs. He's a chugging guy, and his YouTube channel is blowing up. But that's just to point out that he's a multi-discipline athlete.
George, multimedia star.
Is there any surprises? Because like we were talking to Pablo yesterday, and he was saying how he's at 30, he's trying to get to 35, but we know that Joey Chestnut's going 60 or 70. Is there any surprises during the hot dog eating contest?
Well, you know, it's so interesting. You have a situation where there's a dominant athlete in any sport or a dominant team, and it is at once great and really you're watching history. But then you also want to see him beaten, right? And to be completely honest, I thought Carmen Sincotti could beat Joey last year. He ate 65, Joey ate 75 or whatever, 74, whatever it was. And so clearly not an amazing performance by Carmen, you know, just enormous, but not good enough to beat Joey. I don't see Joey necessarily being beaten this year unless something untoward happens, you know, like if he has a, you know, jawthritis or a bad tooth or something.
I'm sorry, jawthritis?
Jawthritis is a very, very serious disability in our world.
I imagine.
That's when you get, like, pain in the back of your jaw when you open it, and it has ended many a career.
Oh, man, I can imagine. That's like a torn ACL, I guess, in football.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
George Shea, he is the commissioner of Major League Eating. Big qualifier tomorrow night, Marlins Park, 5 p.m., Pablo Martinez. He's a ranked eater. He'll be there. Now, I'm imagining, as commissioner, you need to be, a kind of, you know, you play the middle. You can't have a favorite or whatnot. But what do you say to a guy? I imagine you're almost like a father figure for a lot of the eaters. What do you say to a guy like a Pablo Martinez who's busting his ass to try to down 30 hot dogs and buns? And then you got a guy, like you said, like Joey Chestnut, who's knocking down 74. How do you keep Pablo Martinez interested in continuing to do what he's doing?
Well, you know, at some juncture, Joey's not going to be there. You know, Joey is significantly older than Pablo, or enough older that, you know, that he will not eat forever. But I think, you know, the interesting thing is, what I don't think Pablo is going for number one in the world necessarily. He wants to go to that number one contest, which is Nathan's on July 4 in Coney Island. Being on that stage, being on ESPN, that is something that is just monumental. So I think I would actually guess that his true thinking is, I want to beat out the rest of these 40 people who want to go to the 4th of July, or, you know, there are many, many more than that, but contenders, and get to the 4th of July versus thinking he can beat Joey. And when he's there, he has gotten his reward, right? But, you know, it is a very, very hard fought sort of, the road to Coney Island is not easy for these guys.
And George, I wanted to ask you, as the commissioner, just popped up in my mind, with other sports you have disciplinary actions, like a guy gets a DUI, he has to miss 4 games in the league and all the disciplinary actions. As the commissioner of the MLE, if a guy gets a DUI or an assault charge leading up to one of your events, do you have to suspend him?
Well, you know, we have a clause, I believe, and you'd think the chairman would know this exactly, but the chairman, it can be a little lax. But we have a clause that I think it's sort of there's a legal phrase for it, meaning you're operating within the boundaries of society in the correct way or some whatever the there's a whole thing. So if someone were to do something that was completely inappropriate or illegal, I believe that we have not only the ability but the obligation not to put them on stage. We have had several incidents which I really won't go into. But there were several incidents where people did some stuff and they couldn't compete. So, but it's very, very rare. I think it's rare more or less in all sports, but I mean, relative to the numbers of people competing. But we've had our incidents.
George Shea is the commissioner of Major League Eating. Now, do you find that you get this? I know I get this when we have you on. As somebody texts in, this guy can't be serious. And that is what, a passive-aggressive text to kind of say, hey, you sound like you're taking nonsense food eating a little too seriously. Now, again, that it insults me, and I'm not even attached to Major League Eating. Is that one of the fights that you constantly have to fight, that, hey, this is a sport, and we're an organization that, to be quite honest, has lasted a hell of a lot longer than, what, the AAF and a lot of upstart leagues?
It's a very well said. That last part really hits it on the target. Here's the thing: it is so patronizing for people to do that and to try to marginalize us, right? And to shame us in a way, right? As if suddenly you couldn't be serious. This is one of the most fundamental sports you can do. Tell me something that's more fundamental than eating, right? That there just doesn't exist. And this goes to the very heart of who we are as a human being, as an animal. So there's no doubt that it's one of the most sort of, you know, historic and elegant sports there is. But this happens all the time where people say, I don't believe you're a sport, so you're not, right? And that, you can imagine the frustration of the people in the Olympics who run around with the ribbons, right? They probably get the same thing, or curling.
Right. You know, some people, no, but you know, the ribbons is a good example. They're running around and they're fluttering ribbons in the air, and people would probably go, what is that? That's nonsense. But that is very similar in some sort of allegorical way, which I don't think is the correct word, to competitive eating.
It's true. And you know what strikes me, and I said that in a way, and when I see them running around, questions begin popping into my mind. I admit that, but you know, the what really is the parallel between those two is the elegance of the sport, the beauty of the ribbon going through the air, and the beauty of Joey balling up 4 hot dogs into an enormous softball of food and dropping it down that gullet of his. That's the real parallel there. And that's what people don't understand. Some people don't understand the beauty, the inherent beauty of the sport when these men and women are eating. But I am always captivated by it.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I maintained, I even said to Pablo Martinez yesterday, when I went to see Badlands Booker compete at the qualifier last year, I didn't see elegance. I saw bits of bun on his shirt, and I saw people sweating out of areas. I didn't know that you had perspiration ducts. And now that you describe it, though, I do see the elegance, and you're 100% correct, and I will no longer talk about Badlands and what I witnessed, and really, I thought it was like a horror show, but it wasn't. Now that you explain it, it was elegance.
Yeah, and you know what the interesting thing is? It's like someone who views a piece of contemporary art or even a piece of modern art and some of the stuff that's sort of geometric abstraction and just sort of paint movement and stuff like that. And they go, I could do that. Well, no, you couldn't. And I think what you're saying here now is at first you're sort of dismissing it, but then you realize that it's like watching Picasso paint. And that's really what we're talking about here. And I agree that, you know, it's an acquired appreciation. But I will tell you this, there's nothing, you're on stage, Nathan's Coney Island, 4th of July, high noon. There couldn't be anything else because that is, you know, that is a moment in our culture, in our calendar year that represents so much more. And that's also what this is all about.
And hearing y'all talk about the competitive eating like a sport, what are those staple events like the Michael Jordan flu game in the NBA or the Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game, Kobe 60-point finish?
Great question.
What are those events in Major League Eating?
The ones you'll never forget.
Well, look, you go all the way back to the 20s. There was an enormous rivalry, and there was an elbow that got him in the gut. But that's only what came to me through legend. Clearly, Kobayashi competing against Joey. Kobayashi, when he had actually jawthritis, right, competing despite that was just, he lost on that cup. But he competed, was like, is it Willis Reed or whatever, walking onto the court. You know, but he competed no matter what. Joey, when his fiance, and I don't want to get, I'm getting myself choked up. Joey's fiance broke it off 2 weeks before the 4th of July. He was devastated.
Wow.
He was heartbroken.
Now, I did not know this. Is this public?
Yeah, it's public. Ed, well, it, you know, I shouldn't be talking about it, but I always do. He was brokenhearted. And he lost that year to Matt Stoney, and it was
the one upset year. I didn't realize the backstory there.
Yeah. No, he had been engaged to his fiance on stage the year prior, so he got down on his knee after he won.
Oh my God!
And he proposed to his girlfriend, and for whatever reason, it got broken off, and he just got up there, broken heart, went forward. Failed, then came back, and that was that narrative that you guys are talking about. But you know, we can't talk forever. I know, so I don't want to forget. You guys are going to get an enormous kick out of this. ESPN is doing a 30 for 30 on the contest. Kobayashi, Joey, and me / MLE, like talking about the rivalry, and it's going into Tribeca Film Fest, I believe, next week. But you guys, if you come across it, you're going to get a huge kick because I am the villain. I'm like the worst. Like I'm like Vince McMahon meets whoever. Like I'm the bad guy.
So let me ask you this. I'm guessing you're portrayed as the bad guy because you will not allow Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut to face off again because Kobayashi will not sign an exclusive contract with Major League Eating.
Yes, essentially. But, you know, it goes beyond that in this documentary, and I haven't seen the final version, but I was watching it. I was going, oh, my God, it's called The Good, The Bad, and The Hungry. And Kobayashi's the good, Joey's the hungry, and there's no doubt I'm the bad. So
wow.
You guys are going to, when you look at it, you're going to go, George, because the way they, that's the last time he comes on our air.
No. I mean, listen, through thick and thin, you know, I consider you to be one of the great American heroes because you were able to foster what I think is one of the great American sports moments of our time is when Joey Chestnut took the mustard belt.
Yeah, and that is the subject of this documentary, which is actually really quite interesting, and I think people will find it fascinating. And they talk about the rivalry, and then they talk about this back and forth with us. But they've got, you know, when Joey holds the belt up in 07, that is a moment like none other. What really captured my appreciation for this whole thing, the 4th of July is always it for me. But when I first started going out on the circuit about 20 years ago, it would have been 21 years ago, to Las Vegas and all around and doing these circuit events gearing up to the 4th, that's when I felt that America was fully engaged, right? Like you're really part of that American landscape. And that's what we're doing now. That's where we're going now. So it's always very exciting.
Well, George Shea, it's an absolute pleasure, right? I'm not speaking out of turn, Crowder.
And no damn 30 for 30 could break our bond, George.
How true. How true. Truer words have never been spoken on this show.
Listen, that's what you got my back. I appreciate that. When you see it, we can revisit it.
Well, okay, that's fair. I do reserve the right.
No, George, I'm with you.
I mean, there could be skeletons in the closet that we just have no idea about.
ESPN is going to manipulate the information.
We don't know. I mean, George Shea could be some sort of agent of Kim Jong-un, and it all gets exposed in this 30 for 30. You've seen the finished product?
Mueller is free. We'll get him on this. No, it wasn't ESPN. ESPN, they're like, look, they love it. They're putting it in the Tribeca Film Fest. So anyway,
You've seen the finished product.
I don't know that I saw the final version. I saw one, and I was sort of going, uh-oh, wish I hadn't said that.
do you think it might be a moment where it's when you have that momentary awakening where you say, maybe I haven't been the best George Shea I could be?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I hope not.
I'm a different kind of guy. I'm thinking like, okay, next time don't get caught.
Yes. Me and George might be related.
George Shea, is there anything in your life that you have not been able to sell? Is there anything you're the ultimate salesman?
Listen, I do a lot of real estate PR. I have a straight PR firm, and I'm having trouble selling some real estate stories. So maybe if you guys know any reporters, but in the world of competitive eating, it sells itself.
Right, as you said, it's akin to the original Olympics.
It absolutely is, and people know that intuitively.
I agree. And would you have any advice? We're way long here on the break, but I just it's hard for me to break free from George Shea's orbit. He's the sun, and I'm a satellite. I'm a satellite spinning in his orbit. Would you give any advice to the Alliance of American Football or say Vince McMahon for the XFL? All these startup leagues that start and then fail. How long has Major League Eating been around?
Well, you know, formally for about 30 years. Let me tell you this about the football. The great question, and I know I could be really quick. The great question is there an appetite for additional football, or is it like good to have that limit on it? And is there too much within that regular season? There's all kinds of dialogue, but Vince McMahon is a genius. And I have enormous respect for him because what WWE is, it's all about narrative and they play it out differently than I do, but it's all about fundamental narrative that humans are hardwired for narrative. He knows that. He's built a $1 billion business. So I trust his judgment, and I think they're going in big and long. So I have a lot of faith that they could make that happen.
All right. Well, there you go. George Shea, the commissioner of Major League Eating, and up until this 30-30 comes out, an American treasure. But we'll revisit that after the...
You got me, George. Nothing I can see will take me away, George.
Nathan's Famous hosts a Florida qualifier for their famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. It's tomorrow, 5 p.m. at Marlins Park. Can people still register to get in on that?
No, the actual seats are closed, but anyone can go watch it.
Okay, and I watched it last year, and I'm telling you, it is something to behold. Again, I thought it was a horror show. I now believe it was art, some of the finest art that I've ever seen. Elegance, I believe, is the adjective or word that George Shea used earlier. So the top male and female finisher tomorrow night at Marlins Park, they will get a seat on the stage at Nathan's Famous 4th of July International Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island. It'll be on ESPN, and they will be facing off against the likes of Joey Chestnut and Mickey Sudo. Do they also, the champions, have to qualify, or they get an automatic bye?
No, they get a bye.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. It's been a true pleasure, George.
Okay. Have a great weekend, all of you.
And you do the same.
Okay.
It really is. It's just, I don't know what to say after that. It's like a religious experience. On this very religious weekend, it's like the religion of George Shea and competitive eating. It sucks me in.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.